Stettin. Those that know. For more information, log on to facebook.com/KVS Music. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be speaking with Jazz Mills. Very excited for this. You're going to love her voice as well as her sound. But before we get into that, we're going to hear the song Burnt Out by Arison Kirby with Dustin Mollat and Bright Flowers. I guess this is a super group or something like that, because the only way you can get in contact with these people is through their record label. That's eldeth.com, and it's E-L-D-E-T-H. So, yeah, listen to that, and then we'll catch you on the flip right here on The Playlist.
drop his fiddle, make a bald-headed man part his hair in the middle, cause I'm a red-hot mama, red-hot mama, but I'll have to turn my damper down.
And that was Red Hot Mama by Jazz Mills, who is on the phone. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Wanted to talk to you about your latest EP. Actually, this is your debut EP, right?
Uh-huh.
That's out now. You can get that on iTunes. Thank you so much for letting us play cuts from the EP. Really happy about it, especially about the song Red Hot Mama. Do you have children?
Yeah, I have a 2-year-old daughter. She turned 2 on Friday.
Okay, so is this song Red Hot Mama kind of a love song to how hot you are?
Oh, I don't know. This song wasn't really my idea, but my producer at the time, when I got to the studio in L.A., I hadn't heard that song before. And when I showed up to start recording, he said, hey, I heard this song this morning, and it reminds me of you, and I think you should do it. And so we did it, but I hadn't heard it previously, but and I wouldn't call myself hot, but I like the song, and I'm happy that he showed it to me.
Oh, wow, so this song's a cover.
Yeah.
Who,
it's from, like, the 20s.
It gives that impression that it's really old, and, like, your voice with that song suited so well, so I'm so glad that your producer thought of you for that. It just went seamless.
Yeah, it's fun for me. I'm not someone who, like, has a desire as a musician to have to be original all the time. I really enjoy doing covers, especially obscure ones that haven't really seen the light of day in our time. And so the way I view covers is I'm really honored to do them. And if someone finds a cool cover that I can pull off, then I love it. I feel like it's me kind of paying tribute to a good song that people need to hear.
And not only that, but since that song was written in the 1920s, it really, anyone can remake it, anyone can do it without having to shell out the royalties, sadly.
Yeah, I'm not really hip to how all that stuff works. I was just happy to record it.
Now, you touched on something which was great, which was that you can be original and you can do covers. One of the things I found interesting about you is that you're kind of like a chameleon in a sense. I mean, you've been with over 30 bands, which was really impressive. But at the same time, I wondered why now, a debut EP, usually around, I don't know, in my head, in around the 15th band, I would have thought about doing something solo. Why is it taking so long for this solo stuff to come out?
Well, in all honesty, if I hadn't been given the opportunity to work with Dave in LA, who was the producer on this EP, I probably still wouldn't have. I don't really have a solo agenda. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm really grateful that I got to work with him, and I want to continue to work with him because I love to be in the studio. But for me, I enjoy being on stage, but I enjoy it infinitely more when I get to harmonize with someone or do backups for somebody or do a duet. And so solo music for me was just kind of, it was a no-brainer that I didn't pursue it because I had more fun singing with other bands, and there was no shortage of bands who needed me to record or wanted me to come sing with them. And so I'm happy that I've gotten to do it, but I don't really have anything to prove as a solo artist. I don't really have the need to get up on stage and hear myself sing by myself. So I do want to continue to record more solo music because the studio is my real passion. But hopefully, in my ideal world, you know, I would record with hundreds and hundreds of more bands before I die. That's what I want to do.
Whoa, that's crazy. And would it be any genre?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that I could pull off any genre, but I'm willing to try anything. And I think for me, you know, some of the bands that I've recorded with, especially some of the louder bands, I'm by no means a rock musician at all. I can't pull off rock music on my own, but I love rock music. And so I really enjoy being given the opportunity to do backups or harmonies on albums like that because, you know, I wouldn't be able to do rock music otherwise, but if someone comes in and they say, hey, you know, we're releasing our album in the next few months and we want you to come in and sing these really crazy high notes and then we're going to distort it and make it sound, you know, we're going to make it sound like, hold on one second. Ava. Hold on. You know, we're going to make you sound like an organ or we're going to make your voice sound like a distorted guitar. So like a lot of the albums that I've been on, they're basically just utilizing my voice as an instrument. So it's a lot of fun for me.
Do you consider your voice an instrument?
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody's voice is an instrument. I think that is why I like singing with people and harmonizing with them is because that's when I really do feel like I'm utilizing my voice as an instrument and blending with other people and paying attention to the way they breathe and when they breathe and their dynamics. And it becomes this very intimate and romantic type of thing to really sing to, like, actually blend with somebody where it's not about your voice anymore standing out, but it's about creating this sound, creating these chords. And that's all very romantic to me. That's what I like doing.
You have such a interesting approach to music. Just by you saying all that, you know, a lot of people, they want to add their voice to a song and, you know, while you are creating it. That's great. Tell me about your voice, though. It's very vintagey, very, very old-timey. Was that, you know, intent or did that just happen naturally?
I think that what you've heard, which I'm assuming you've heard the EP so far.
Exactly.
You know, that's just one side of it. Like the other bands that I've worked with, like I've done country and I've done old spaghetti Western country and I've done 90s country and, you know, Appalachian folk music and Celtic music and rock. And so I pursue singing the same way an actress would pursue a new role, which is because I don't have that need to be like an original singer or songstress, it's more fun for me to be like, okay, I'm going into the studio. Like a few days ago, I went to the studio with this band called The Happenins, and they're a really, really, really amazing rock band in Austin. But when I got to the studio, they said, hey, we're trying something different this time. This isn't really like any of our old stuff. And they play me the track. And immediately I think, well, this sounds exactly like Dire Straits to me. This sounds exactly like Mark Knopfler. And they were like, well, that's what we're going for. And so I got to then kind of tap into my muscle memory of what Dire Straits means to me and what Mark Knopfler sounds like and what harmonies he normally does. And so then I record accordingly to that. And I mean, some of the vintage stuff you hear in my voice has to do with vintage amps and preamps and microphones and all that stuff. But like, I try as hard as I can to change my voice depending on what the band needs from me, and that's what kind of keeps it fun.
You jump from all these bands and are a part of all these different scenes. I'm just curious, are you a very monogamous person?
Monogamous?
Yeah.
Like in a relationship or in music? In music, absolutely not. Like, in music, I'm not monogamous at all. Like, I'm definitely kind of a hoe when it comes to music because I will sing with anybody and I say yes to everything. And I'm not sure I've ever turned down. I think once I had to kind of be like, you know what, I can't really do this, or I don't think I'm going to be able to deliver what you want. But for the most part, I say yes to everything, and I want to. I want to be a part of all of it. And really, the main reason why, besides it just being fun, is the fact that, like, there's so many musicians in this town. And, like, I really do take it as a huge compliment that the bands that have asked me to record asked me, because they could have asked a lot of other people. And that means a lot to me that, like, you know, there really are unlimited amounts of female vocalists in this town and all over the country that would be willing to record with these bands. And so the fact that they call me and say, Jazz, we want you to sing this duet, or we want you to do these parts, is like, well, of course I would say yes to that. Like, why wouldn't I say yes? I take that as a compliment. So in my personal life, yes, painfully monogamous, but not when it comes to music.
Oh, very cool. Let's hear some more of your music. And by the way, please contact Jazz via Twitter, Jazz Mills Music. That is her Twitter handle. And I'll have links to her Facebook and all the other social media on the show notes. But let's hear the song Meet My Father, and then we're going to have more with my guest Jazz Mills right here on The Playlist.
Can't you tell that I need some of your attention? By the way that I flirt and bat my eyes, there is something about the way you looked me over that sets you apart from other guys. 'Cause I promise to be on my best behavior. If you promise to listen when I sing, if you want me to cook your meals and fold your laundry, then buy me a golden.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. It's Jazz Mills, and if you want to stay in touch with me, then get a hold of me at Jazz Mills Music on Twitter.
See you alone. someone in your arms, little baby. If only I had known, then I might not be alone. Ooh.
And that was Little Baby by Jazz Mills, which you can get a hold of on her Twitter at Jazz Mills Music. And got to see the video for Little Baby, and it was very shagrific, is the word that I'm saying, or using, I should say. I think that was the best to describe it, because it's very kind of Jefferson Airplane, you know, kind of trippy. Was that what you were going for, or did a producer approach you about this video?
No, I mean, that's what I was going for. The guy that I worked with, I just said, you know, I want a Nancy Sinatra, 60s, dark pop, Quentin Tarantino type of vibe. And I really all that came down to was just getting my amazing friend to come in and do my hair. Christina Speck did my hair, and Ashley Hancock did my makeup, and Melissa Frost also helped with hair. But getting my friends to come in and do my hair and my makeup was really what sold the video. And because really, I just stand there and look at the camera and let the song play. But that's kind of what I like about the 60s. I like that it was very stylized. I like the colors, and that for the most part, when it came to fashion, you know, models were just taking very straightforward pictures. They just stare at the camera, and they kind of let the clothes and hair and makeup do their job for them. And that's what I wanted to get out of the video, and I like what we got.
Well, you know, I feel that those clothes and all those elements did help, but it was your eyes that really I was drawn to. I was kind of a deer in headlights watching your eyes, because they were the most prominent thing in that video, for me, at least.
Well, I mean, I guess what I meant is that it has a lot to do, though, with that, you know, Ashley put enormous amounts of black eyeliner on me and eyelashes. But yeah, I would say that I probably carry 90% of my energy in my eyes, and so does my daughter. That's just the way we are. That's how we communicate. And I think in real life, like, I can be pretty silly and goofy, and I want to hang with anybody, and I'm down to do whatever. But I think my default face looks very serious, and that's because I really do communicate mostly with my eyes. And so that's another reason why I think I'm so drawn to the 60s, because that's really how a lot of women communicated through their photos, was just with like this intense stare at the camera, and I relate to that.
Very intense. Have you thought about becoming a model?
No way. I'm really short, and I'm short, and I'm very hippie, and you know, curvy short girls don't really cut it in that world.
In my world, they do, so don't you worry. I'm telling you, there is a place for everybody, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I would turn it down, but I'm not doing it.
Wanted to talk real quickly. I read some of your band interests, and these are just some of the highlights. One of them was grapes. So if you like grapes, does that mean you're also a wine enthusiast?
No, definitely not. I'm not much of a drinker. I mean, I'll drink a glass of wine, but I don't have any idea if it's good or not. They all taste the same to me. Grapes are just like I've always loved grapes, but when I got pregnant with Ava, that's all I could eat. I just ate grapes the whole time, and so they became like a part of my like day-to-day life, and now my daughter's obsessed with them too. I feel like they're in her blood.
Do you ever freeze them and eat them like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. The entire time I was pregnant, was eat frozen grapes.
One of my favorites too. Another one of my favorites was that you like chips and queso. Does that mean you're also a fan of nachos?
No, I would say that it would be chips and queso first, and then definitely enchiladas, and then definitely chile relleno after that.
Okay. Very interesting. I love that we're peeking into your palate. It's very cool. I read a real quick article, and this was from a womanaroundtown.com. And you answered with, I would appreciate a handsome man who was down to massage you all the time. Are you not getting massages all the time? What's going on here?
No, I'm definitely not getting massages all the time. And that's what lacks in my life, I think. That's what I want.
I'm going to take a masseuse class immediately. Don't you worry. Turtles come in.
That would be amazing. I really appreciate that.
The things we do for you, I'm telling you, Jazz.
I'm very, very grateful.
Thank you. Lastly, before I let you go, thank you again for letting us preview this album, this debut EP that is out everywhere. You can get it on iTunes or any one of your electronic media, you know, places, outlets. Did you ever decide to put this on vinyl or on CD other than just electronic means?
We did have a really small amount of EPs printed on CD that are basically just kind of being given away for free. But the stuff that I've been in the studio, that EP that was just released was recorded almost 2 years ago.
Holy cow.
I recorded it when just a few weeks after I had Ava. And so by the time it was mixed and ready to go, I was in a whole nother time of my life and wasn't really ready to pursue it because I had just become a mother and was kind of overwhelmed with that. But so for the past 2 years, I've recorded a lot of new material, which I will be putting out on vinyl. But right now my agenda is not to worry so much about album releases and vinyl releases and music business and stuff like that. It's more just, I want to record as much as possible. I want to make sure that the music is good and that it's authentic to what I'm into, and work with as many different producers and bands as I can, and then worry about the agenda, the business agenda later. But yes, I guess to answer your question, I will be releasing vinyl within the next year.
So make sure to check for that at twitter.com/JazzMillsMusic. Thanks again for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And we leave you now with Pop Song 2.0.
Thanks so much.
You are
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.